When you read the 19th chapter, how Moses went up in that mountain and told her that Yahweh told him to tell the Jesus. And get up around the mountain the third day and he would see them. And you remember that. Don't forget it. Now I want to move. See, where do we go to next? How do we prove? And what have you learned thus far? Well, I'll tell you something. One thing you should have learned. You should have learned that Genesis was not the first document.
Right, that's right.
Right.
Yahweh is not.
things, you see. Oh, God this and God that and God do it and so forth and so on. That's it. You see what I'm talking about? We have to know the key.
All right.
Yeah, come on. That's what we're talking about down here. Okay. Now, he was incarnate in a physical body, walking around down there in Egypt. You don't believe that?
Yeah.
And I want you to know this, too. Now, a lot of times people talk about astral perception. You know what that means? That you don't have to project your inner self out somewhere in the world where it can be seen. Let's see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
believe that? Look at the first chapter of Luke and the last verse.
Which was the son of Adam, which was the son of Elohim.
Now you see that? See, that is the son of Elohim. Adam was his brother, his boss. And the reason all over this brother is talking about Melchizedek, not having no parents.
Right.
You see, that's the reason people put up something in and knock it down a little bit, and they don't even realize they've done it. Somebody's coming and taking up the game. Well, what's this? What do you mean for this?
Right. are you all up with me, sir?
Yes. If you're not up with me, then you let me know. Good.
Thank you, sir. Anybody offended?
No, sir.
Are you sure with me?
No, sir.
If you are, I don't care.
Thank you. Now they've got to the place. They're now staying in the most. Yahweh said,